Hi, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on BBSRadio.com. We're on Station 1 tonight with Ron, and it is Wednesday, September 11th, 2013. So we kind of have a theme tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about bad news days and what you can do about that. And then if and when we get done with that, we would love to have your questions, and you can type those either into the fast chat here on the BBSRadio.com/Creation Lightship page, or you can send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, clsquestions@yahoo.com. So I guess before we get started tonight, Ron, let's have everybody pull up the light being picture. If you scroll down on Ron's page on the BBS website, you'll find a nice big picture of a light being, and you want to charge that up, Ron?
Okay, here we go, everybody. So bring up the light being, bring in some peace energy. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back over to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we do have a couple of questions that have come in to clsquestions@yahoo.com for today's show. And we'll start with those, and then we'll get on to our other topic. So the first one, Ron, is somebody asking what to do if you used to belong to a cult and you feel that you're still connected to it, and whatever was the head of that cult or the group in the cult were praying to, that they feel is still watching them.
Well, we have that organizational clearing, maybe the God clearing. It depends what their group is doing. Media clearing, maybe. Curses, hexes, spells, a dark side practitioner, all those can kind of relate to that. We do have one where you can, I think we have something where you can release, an oath or something like that, Carrie? Do you remember what that one was?
Release what, sorry?
Oaths and oaths or something. If you happen to align yourself with something where you're connecting yourself to an energy as the thing to do, you know?
Yeah, there is. I'm going to have to rummage around and try and find that one. But there is, you mentioned it before, it's a whole life one called the Organization Affiliation Disconnection.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'm not sure, does that one?
Yeah, that one could probably work. You may want to keep doing it, though. You know, it all depends. You know, if let's say you belong to One Only God Church, right? Or something like that, and you went there every Sunday, and also they had Bible study on every day of the week, and you got involved with that for 5 years. And all of a sudden, you know, you stop going, but you feel this energy pull as they're trying to bring you back on every night of the week at that same time that, you know, they're trying to mind control you to come back there, and you want to kind of, like, not do that. And you may feel these energies coming to you, but you don't know what to do about it. So, these people are putting something out to attract you. Remember, the law of cause and effect works with mind. That's the new golden rule here, I guess, which has been around for a long time. As your thoughts control your reality, and which also means that other people's thoughts and mind control you and put you into their reality. So we do have clearings that can help you out for that. So it all depends how recent this is. Let's just say that for some reason you, I can't use the term married because that wouldn't be quite right. We'll say that you had a boyfriend or girlfriend. You don't live together. And you met each other going to a certain church, we'll say, or organization. And organization, either way. And so somehow you guys separated, and you don't want to see the other person any longer. But everybody else in the group there really liked you coming. And even though you don't want to go because, you know, maybe the person that you were with is there, all of a sudden, all these other people want you to come, and they're putting out their mind energy wanting you to come to it. That's another way of controlling you. So it all depends how strong it is and how long ago. If it's been a long time and now you're having thoughts about it, remember, if you haven't thought about it, that's getting pretty strong because now it's in your reality. Remember, thoughts are things, and that thing means that it's here now. So that means that you're probably going to be experiencing something along that line, and you're starting to realize that the energy is getting denser. Remember, everything is in the invisible, first of all, and then it becomes more densified, and now then it comes into the physical. So if you don't go to these events and they keep sending you mind energies, what's going to happen to your body? That's a good question. You know, are they going to actually cause you physical damage as they're trying to make your body move to where they want to be? They want you to be, I should say. So what's going to happen to your body? That's a good question. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm just scrolling down the FOSS chat here. We have a question from Manny. Are there humans living on other planets?
Well, are the people like us living on other planets? Oh, yeah. I'm sure that all the governments have other places that they go to and travel to. You know, Mars is probably one of them, you know. And maybe even the moon. So I guess the question is, phrasing that, people who live on this planet travel to other planets that we know about to live? But the answer would be yes. You know, I guess the next question would be, how do I get a ticket? Well, you may not be in the right group or organization to have that if you don't know about it. So that's that. So. But yeah, so yes, there are.
And maybe Manny is wondering also, Ron, are there other planets that have humans on them that just are naturally there that haven't traveled from here?
I don't think they'd be called humans, but there would be a life form that may look similar to us. But remember, how are they going to live there and adapt there? You know, wherever they're going to, you know, cannot be the same type of weather that we have here. So it might be a different oxygen or no oxygen whatsoever. So you have to realize that, you know, as far as a human, maybe not, but it may look like us. Maybe they have a different way of adapting, possibly. Now, I guess the question then would be, are these planets created by the light or the darkness? If they're created by light, we're not going to know anything about them. Around the light universe. What we do know about is things that were created by darkness that we see. The planet here, everything you know, that we see, like trees, are from the light. You know, are we going to be able to see something else out there, Gondo, other than a hologram? You know, are they going to want you to know about that? So I guess it could be stated, then I would assume that the if there are beings of light looking like us on another planet, and all of a sudden people like us, okay, physical people arrive there through time travel and set up, you know, say one of the hotels that we know about here, and they're all living there, or maybe they're in a big dome city, are they going to affect the beings of light that are there, and can they even see them? You know, I don't know. Let's say if they bring their judgments there, and they're corrupting that particular planet, which is probably what's going to happen. It's like what happened here. So they would be corrupted aliens, like what we have coming into us, darkness. They see us as darkness, as an alien race coming to take over their planet. So it would be the same scenario that we have here. Well, back to you, Carrie.
All right. And then, of course, we have the issue of all the copies of Earth that we're all living our parallel lives on timelines out there, which kind of, that's another way of looking at this, too. Are there humans living on other planets? There's copies of us living on copies of Earth and other planets. So kind of gets more and more complicated the deeper you look into it. There, I guess there's a problem with the phone line, so I think somebody's called into BBS. Okay, great. Okay. Okay, wonderful. So hopefully those of you listening on the phone then can hear. So I did get a little message that our intro today was not heard. So I'll just say again that you're listening to Creation Lightship Healing, and we're on bbsradio.com, station one, and it's Wednesday, September 11th, 2013. And we're doing general Q&A, and we're also going to talk a little bit about what you can do if you've had bad news or you're having a bad news day. So
wow, very
Ron
interesting.
Has,
11, huh?
I'm sorry?
It's 9/11.
Yep. There is a request for clearing on that.
It never, for myself, it never fazed me. I never even thought about it until
yeah.
you said September 11th, and I go, wait, September's the... I thought, oh, it's 9/11.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't see something when I went into Yahoo, you know, showing the past events of 9/11 and having it all plastered on the screen. Possibly it could have been on there, but I didn't see it. Maybe they gave it up. So we could do a healing for people if you are back east and you still feel a little traumatized for that, or, you know, wherever you were and you saw it, you probably still have remembrances of the buildings collapsing. That seems to be what most people typically have. Let's see. And it is possible, okay, since this is almost Friday, we'll go into the sci-fi end of things here. It could be possible that maybe you live in Alaska, okay, and you heard about 9/11 and you go, man, this really affects me deeply. Well, very possibly you could be on a timeline having a vacation in Manhattan, still living in Alaska, okay? And you could be watching that building on a timeline where the building's actually, you know, a collapse. Oh, and then you wonder why you feel so sad and why maybe you start choking and coughing here because you were living there, or being there, I should say, not living, but being there at the particular time when it happened, viewing it. So that happens. So we'll do a clearing now for everybody for this day of 9/11. Normally, when I think of 9/11, what I normally pick up on is two things. Number one, I see it on the back of different police cars all the time for 9/11. So that's kind of where I focus, because I see it when I have a police car in front of me, which everybody else probably sees that too. So I don't really focus on the New York scenario. I do, you know, it does come up. But let's release the energy. We have a caller, but we'll do a healing first for people. But here we go, everybody. So we're going to take away the energy of your trauma. This would be a good one to do for the media clearing. Well, here we go. Releasing that trauma that you're having. Just kind of bring it up and put it in front of you, we'll say, on your plate, because you are living that experience, and if you have anything to do with it. Well, here we go. One, if it's affecting you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do one more clearing. This may not pertain to very many of you listening, but if you are kind of religious or were at the time, and you go, man, how could God have that happen to everybody? We'll do a betrayal here. So this is a betrayal of God causing that scenario to happen. So here we go. One, releasing the energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that should help you if you have any type of religious stuff going on out of you, or did at the time, of wondering how something, you know, that horrific can happen to people, and isn't God watching you? Remember, God loves you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks. And I think probably it's worth doing a ton of timeline crashes on this because I'm sure this event occurred all over time, everybody knew about it. So, and tons of people were in trauma, so lots and lots of timelines would have been created out of that. So since today's the day, those of you who have the timeline crashing clearing, you might want to get on and do a bunch on that. Okay, so let's have a look here.
We have a beep there, Carrie, you know?
Oh, gosh, we did, yes. I'm sorry, yeah. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Hi, who's this?
Michael.
Go ahead.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, hello. I had a question for Ron. I don't know if you can hear me. I think there's something wrong with your phone system right now, so it's kind of skipping in and out. My question was for Ron was about curses and different things that were going on. The first one was just about if I feel like I do have like something going on with the curse, can I timeline crash it? And also, I've been going through a lot of things with, like, my living situation and just being around, like, certain events and certain things that just keep coming up. And I've done a lot of timeline crashes for it, done a lot of barcode, reoccurring event barcode removals, and a few other clearings that you've had on there, especially the Soul Family and the Psychic Billboard. But there's still, like, this overwhelming program kind of running, and I was wondering if you had any insight to what's causing it or what I could do about it, because I've done like timeline crashes for like everything from bad living situations, and also another problem that I wanted to bring up is like there's this program that like kind of makes me feel like I can't change anything about my life, and there are different scenarios in my life that I've done like everything in the world to try to break out of, and they just don't break at all. It's like every action actually helps feed it more. It's kind of weird to explain.
Okay, I got it. At first, as you were talking, glad you kept talking. I was thinking the mind loop clearing may do that, but then you mentioned about you can't move. So that I would say maybe the ley line clearing, we'll see what other people think about that, or a grid line. So that clearing is to help you get released from where you are. So you could be getting programs sent up, we'll say, just from the earth, just to make it very simple here, keeping you in one place. So these unwanted universal travelers are using that particular grid line to attach you to it with their own program or agenda, and you may not be able to get out of your own way. What you might try to do, just for the heck of it, is maybe drive, say, 50 miles away from where you are now, since where you are now is probably where you're, existing most of the time, where you spend most of your time. I'm assuming that anyway, like in your house. So you may want to move, just drive 50 miles away to a different location on a grid line, and see how those thoughts affect you that you had out. Because you may be having a big energy vortex for your living, keeping you stuck. That make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And I've actually seen a lot of things that kind of validate that as well. But I just recently moved. It's weird. It's like this pattern kind of follows me because I just recently moved from a place to get away from that, only to come to the same situation here.
I moved from North Carolina to
Seattle, okay. So it's like, it's strange. That's why I didn't do the grid line. I was thinking about doing that, but I wasn't really sure about what it was because it seems more like I don't know what else to put it except for just like a curse, you know? But,
yeah,
I'll try that.
Let's look at see what other people bring up on the fast chat. You have fast chat yourself there? Can you pick it up on CBS?
Yes, I can.
Hey, we'll see if anybody else has any suggestions here. What I'll do is see if I get some answers for you in the next maybe 15, 20 minutes here, what might be going on there. But it does feel like it's sort of following you, but it's only about a 20% energy. That's what I can pick up. But maybe it, once it connects to you, then all of a sudden it grows. So
that's the way it is. It's like most of the time I feel free. I feel like I'm in control. But then it comes up and it reminds me that, you know, I really am not able to change my life. And I see so many connections immediately of how, like, everything is controlled by it. You know, and this energy, you know, trying to fight this energy tooth and nail, I've been doing it for years, going to every type of person to do it. And that's even how I found you. I just searched on the internet to try to get something changed, you know? And these entities or whatever they are, they keep bringing up just bad situations wherever I live, wherever I work. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, why don't you try the orb clearing? The orb clearing connects to your consciousness, you know, in your body and brings stuff up and recycles it. I think I would try that. Kind of think, is that online, Carrie, the orb clearing?
Yeah, there's a it's changed recently, and I'm blanking out on what you did. I have a feeling you, I don't want to say this, I'm not sure if you lowered the price on that. I know there's a whole life orb clearing, and there used to be a free one that isn't on there anymore, and I can't remember the situation. Maybe somebody who's listening knows what's happened with that orb clearing. I'll look it up in a moment, too. But, Michael, I'm also wondering, you've probably already done this, but the head connectors and all the satellite transmission stuff, have you done those? The free ones on Ron's
site? Yeah, I actually did that the majority of the time before I started buying stuff.
Okay.
And then after that, I just started doing timeline crashes and everything. And the timeline crashes, I do feel major releases on specific things, but it's like this program is so huge, I can't seem to really pinpoint what it is, except for when it reminds me that it's in control. It's kind of strange.
Now, what about, you mentioned curses and hexes and spells. I don't know if you've done the whole life one for that, but the self-empowerment clearing, which runs for 6 weeks, does have curses, hexes, and spells within that, plus a whole bunch of other issues that I don't know if they would jump out at you. It doesn't sound like an issue thing, though. It sounds like a more intense one. Have you done any of the mind control barcodes? The mind matrix barcode?
No.
Okay. I'm just thinking out loud here, what else you can do.
I've just done the mental body clearing and the emotional, the entity clearing, the soul family, the death barcodes, and the reoccurring problematic events and the timeline crashes.
Okay.
Let me see what people on the fast chat think he might need. I would sort of, a mind matrix bundle I think we have might be helpful, but it feels like you're being connected because it sounds like you moved and maybe you had some relief for a little bit, maybe not, but maybe it lessened and now it's kind of coming back again. So something that connecting to you wherever you go to. So maybe the people on the
I'm actually finding out that same energy was what drove me here. So it's like it knew that I wanted to move from that one place because it was getting terrible. So I got some idea that popped in my head to move over here, and now it's just equally as bad over here. These same exact situations and everything. I mean, it's so crazy.
Yeah, you've got something following you.
It turned out.
You've got something tracking you and following you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send an email over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll have a little look at it and come up with something else. I'm just looking at what people are suggesting on the fast chat: self empowerment clearing, the free ones you say you're doing, Alien Attack Page, Prosperity Bundle.
More of the alien barcode or something, alien tracking barcode or something. I just don't know the exact name.
But
there's something like that.
Yeah, that's what I was actually kind of feeling as well.
On the alien attack page, eliminate alien attack. I don't know if something is on there that might be helpful. That one's, you can get that for, $1 a day, basically, and maybe hit something like that. Let's see what other people talk about. Maybe somebody out there has had something similar where they felt like something's following them or making them think a certain way to go different places or something. But it would be, if it happens all the time, it would probably lean toward a barcode is attached to you.
Yeah, that's exactly the word. It's like a tag on me, and it kind of just resonates wherever I go. It's more like a tracking tag that creates a program wherever I'm actually at a particular moment. And then it'll just start manifesting through the environment and all that stuff. But I'll shoot the email and let you get back to your show and see if we find anything.
Okay.
Wait, we've got an interesting one on the first chat. Roger's saying he has a grid line attached to a timeline that follows him around. So I would suggest you get on that timeline crashing clearing, Michael, and type in there to get off all grid lines that are following you or that are attached to you. Do a ton of timeline crashing on that. I think that will free you up. Are you still there?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, try that and shoot an email over to CLS Questions, and if we come up with anything else, we'll let you know.
Yeah, just watch a fast
okay,
chat.
Thank you.
Some people on the fast chat very possibly have something like that happening. So, yeah, it's a shit. boy.
Do that timeline crash.
The orb clearing. Boy. Anyway.
And don't forget, Michael, if you've been buying anything full price over $100, you're going to get your next one half off, if that helps with any of these slightly more expensive ones.
I think we had another beep. Do we have another beep out
there?
I
heard a bunch of beeps. Yeah, me too. So, do we have another caller on the line?
Yeah, hi. This is Doina.
Hi, Doina.
Doina.
Hi.
You've been away for a while.
I know. I have an idea because I have done a bunch of clearings like Michael has done, and not much, or if it changed just a little bit and then it came back, all the situations and stuff, so I felt like I'm not going forward. So I was thinking, and I started to do that, to clear timelines from the future. I mean, meaning starting with today and going forward, like September 11, September 12, 2013, meaning so going forward, clearing September, October, if you can do each day, maybe you are more precise. And going forward, October, November 2013, December, because it seems like some things are just set in stone. And since we live in timelines, including the future timelines, maybe that would be a good idea.
That's very good advice. That's very good.
Right? Because some things are already set up for us, and they are just waiting to come down. And if we do the future and eliminate, we take ourselves off from the future, then things maybe might change.
That's good.
I'm thinking.
Yep.
And also I have another
timeline.
When you do a bunch of clearings and not much changes, and you do heavy, serious clearings, and then you wonder, what else? There is something. I just can't put my finger on it. And you keep thinking, and that's when it clicked to me. That might be the one that is missing, clearing the future. And also I was thinking, I don't know if it's possible, but can you clear timelines for before you were born? Or is dangerous to do that?
A good one. I don't think so, because start off when you're born. I don't think they have any record of you until, well, you probably have it at conception. That might be interesting to clear the timeline of when you were conceived, and maybe typically going for 9 months from that point. No, and maybe you're older than 9 months.
But it's not. It's not like you are going to die or anything, right? If you clear before you are born, it's not like you something happens to you that will cause for you to kind of die or something, right?
No,
that's
no.
What my concern is.
I think that might be an interesting thing. Very interesting.
Yeah, because probably the baggage that probably you signed up for and before you were born, if you clear it up in timelines, I'm thinking some things might disappear like that too.
Yeah, very interesting.
Good
idea.
You
can work on those timelines.
And the future too, because when they read for you, whatever, these people that, look into whatever they look into and they tell you what's going to happen with you in the future and stuff like that. I mean, right, they go in the future timeline. So they are already set up. You are already leaving those situations there. It's just a matter of time until you leave it here too. Also, so that's why I was thinking also about the future timelines. That will be a key, kind of.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dina. That's some good information. So everybody listening will maybe think about clearing some future timelines for things that could be coming down the pike actually stop things because you're taking away, those stepping stones. But I would think clearing, people want to try this, the situation in your life, you might just try going back and doing some timeline crashing, maybe just hypothetically, we'll just say 3 months before you were born. See what happens there. See if it affects you and see how your body feels. So.
Yeah. I will.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah, because I'm experimenting with this, so I want to see if also my things, whatever I want and I'm doing, I want to see if they improve. If I do before I was born and if I do the future, at least a few months, this month for 2013, whatever is left, if I do timelines, I'm hoping some things, because it should anyway. It makes sense to me, so why not?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and I think all the people listening, I would, if you're going to be doing that, I would probably stay on it for maybe a couple of weeks. That particular issue or whatever you're doing, and hit it really hard, to see what happens.
Uh-huh.
See if your current reality gets changed because that timeline may have been put in place at that particular time, using time a lot here, was released. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you for calling, Joanna.
Okay.
That's great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, so back
Bye-bye.
To you, Gary.
Thank you. All right, so I just want to point out that on the page, the timeline crashing page, there are three boxes. I think they're already preset. I'm looking at a timeline crash that I'm doing right now for past, present, and future for when you put in an emotion or a situation or whatever. So we are crashing the past, present, and future of our situations the way the clearing is set up already, Ron, but if we're specifically wanting to do the future, we could type that into the custom box along with whatever it is we're doing. Or if you're putting a date or a year in to crash a situation before you were born, you'd probably need to specify that the way Doina was suggesting. So I just want to let BBS know I've got another notice sent to me that the okay, all right, so the phone line went down and it's back on again now, so hopefully those of you listening by phone are back with us. Okay, so we have a question, Ron, that came over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. This is kind of a time-related question, too. This person is saying that they've had 20 years of constantly running into an ex of theirs, and they feel huge anxiety when they meet. And this gal thinks of this guy every day for 20 years now. So they're wondering what's going on and what they can do about it.
Boy. You have any ideas on that one, Carrie?
Well, the thinking part would be, I would imagine, the mind loop clearing. If you're thinking about somebody every day for 20 years who you haven't been with for 20 years, I would definitely do the mind loop clearing if you haven't done that already. And then the next one that comes to mind for me would be cording to people, the cording clearing. You've got to have some heavy-duty cords if you're thinking about that person every day for 20 years. I can't imagine the number of cords. That must be pretty overwhelming. And with that much energy, that's probably what's pulling you two together to be constantly running into each other. I would guess also they're probably in your soul family, and you'd want to get that disconnected. There's an online version of that, and then there's also a portion of Ron's 4-in-1 that you do with him on the telephone also does that. You want to talk about that, Ron, because those are two slightly different clearings, one taking you out of the agreements and one taking you out of the actual soul family.
Yeah, the one online that people do, it's like a good Band-Aid. It'll take you out of stuff that's coming to you more recently or right now. And then the other one is the 4-in-1 clearing, which, you know, we take you out of your soul family completely. So, a lot of people like the one online because it's more like an instant relief. You get rid of a lot of people, and those people also bring in other people. Well, it can't go all different ways by having that particular clearing, which is the soul family one. So I think a lot of people like that because they start getting some instant relief. And the one that I do where we take you out of the soul family entirely is in the 4-in-1 clearing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We've got somebody with the initial M who's wondering how many death barcodes they have. I guess they've done the clearing already, and they're wondering if they need to do any more.
No. It feels fine to me.
Okay. Okay. And then they're also wondering what you would recommend for their mother's had knee surgery. Her red blood cells are very low, and she's not eating much. She's weak.
Either the circulatory clearing, but probably more so I would do the body jump start.
Yeah.
It has all the different body systems in it and everything else. So I would probably recommend the body jump start bundle package that we have up.
Yeah, so that's actually 5 different clearings that Ron put together. At a greatly reduced price for us all, and it includes the mind of the body whole life clearing. It has the infection body, which is a whole life clearing, which probably would be great if somebody's had knee surgery. Often people get infections after being in the hospital. There's the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing, and then there's the body system rejuvenation, which goes through everything you can think of and has a custom box if there's anything missing, and then also the blood and circulatory clearing, which sounds like this lady needs.
I see on here which mind loop clearing, so I'll describe the two of them. The mind loop one is what I first put up, and that's like when you start having those repetitive thoughts, same things over and over again, the same phrases. It's kind of like a program clearing. That clearing is designed to release that from you, repetitive thoughts that you may have. Can't get out of your own way. Your thinking is the problem, we'll say, and you keep hearing the same song over and over and over again in your head, and you go, man, why is that coming to me? Or why do I always say the same thing when I answer the phone? Well, I guess, oddly enough, what do you say? Hello? So that's a good one for mind looping. I don't know what you'd say after that. mentioned this maybe on one of the shows a long time ago, but a friend of mine, her mother was from England, and she was over here working for the phone company. I guess when they had, you know, the switchboard stuff, we had to plug the phone lines into a board, you know, the old days, probably in the 30s, I'm guessing, you know. Well, I've seen those around where the operator comes on. So instead of saying number, please, she got tired of saying that. She'd always say piece of cheese. People wouldn't know the difference. So anyway, but the mind loop one is if you keep having the same thoughts over and over again, you can't really get out of your own way. The next thing is the mind loop two. Now, the mind loop two is where all the programming hits you at one time, kind of like your natal stuff. So this kind of picture, you're going down that birth canal, right? And I guess instead of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, for you as your spirit, you're seeing more darkness. It's getting darker. And then you go, oh, crap, what am I getting myself into? Then you pop out, and all these negative energies hit you at once. Which is how to live life here. Everything else is stuck on you like a program as you know, they naturally probably hit your butt to make you cry, you know, the first thing of pain. Now you know you're a slave to somebody, you know. So from there, that's kind of where it starts. So that's the mind loop two clearing. We also have a generic barcode. So that could also work for a gentleman who called in, Michael, where maybe wondering what's going on. Maybe that's a systematic one. That might be the barcode one where, I could have called it the shit happens clearing and it keeps happening, but I couldn't say that. But, you know, we all know what that means. So that clearing is probably for that, that keep reoccurring in your life. But that's kind of the difference there. If somebody mentioned, I don't normally put up the fast chat, but somebody mentioned about octopus energies, just like the last month or so. I've been dealing with those for quite a while, over a month, battling these things. So they're gigantic, and that's sort of what we're dealing with now, I think, is myself getting these things out of here. If you have felt yourself being entangled or not moving right or something like that, it very possibly could be these octopus energies trying to hang on to us. So anyway, that's kind of where I am. It's those things that happen. So anyway, that's what I'm dealing with now a lot more recently in the last probably 2 months. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see. Somebody asked a while ago about the planet. Is it a domed planet, like a glass ceiling, to prevent us from leaving? Is there a dome around the planet to prevent us from leaving?
Well, I guess you could probably say that in a sense. I don't know, Betty. Metaphorically, you could probably say yes. But see, there's nothing that's going to grab you from the light because you don't have ascension. Normally, on a regular planet of light, you're able to leave instantly and go to light. Well, if you got out here in the atmosphere, you'd look around and you wouldn't see light because this whole energy around the planet is of darkness. So you could say that there's a darkness dome. That might be one way to look at it. So, have any other way to answer that question, Carrie?
Well, I do remember you talking about that there is something preventing spirits from the light incarnating here at the moment. So that's kind of the flip of it. The light's not letting anybody come here now, right?
Right, yeah, that is correct.
And there is protection around the Earth also. You've got us in a quarantine area. So there are different things around the planet doing different stuff. But in terms of what the dark has done, I guess you've just described all that, so I won't talk about that anymore. So that would be what I would add, I guess. We have a sample request, Ron, for a stress clearing for stress in the back and the neck area from somebody.
Okay. So here we go. Let's first get rid of alien critters, so releasing those out of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll just do maybe some kind of a stress release here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what we need, I think, is maybe is like a future in here, done that clearing, huh?
Been here, done that, and get me out of here.
Yeah. You need to have a big recycle bin, you know? I see that coming down the pike. Here it comes. Up, we'll just put it in the trash can.
Yeah. So, let's see. Manny is wondering if your death barcodes, your number of death barcodes can be increased.
Well, you don't have any more now. So if you're asking if you have any more, no, Manny. Can they put them on you? Yeah, but normally not too often. No. It all depends how much they like your energy and they want to attach to you more. Typically, your death barcodes are put on at birth, get you out of here. And there are some people that have had more come on to them because they wanted to maybe take you out quicker because maybe you're bringing in too much light energy. So that's what I would probably say. But typically, most people just have maybe three and maybe up to maybe six sometimes. That's about it. And do they reattach to them, to most people? I would say probably not. So.
Okay, great. Wow, this is an interesting question. This could go in a gazillion different directions. Maud is asking, what clearing does Ron recommend doing before getting pregnant?
Very interesting. I would almost have to get into judgment on this one. Only because I'd say, why in the hell would you want to have a child and bring him into this alien life form reality here? So that's my judgment. I would do a clearing or not, or just don't get pregnant, you know? If you already have a child, know what's going on, they're going to be in the same boat as you when they get older. So I would not recommend having children. Because if you know how bad it is for you, go out and look at babies and watch them squirming around when the mother's holding them. And know that each time they're jumping around and screaming, being attacked by the aliens, having pins put into them and stuff on different timelines, feeling it here, and also they're having that done here physically. Can't see them. So why would you want to subject a life form to that? So that's my answer to your question.
Okay. All right. And then also Maud was asking if you could do a sample healing for a headache. So probably I would a pain sample, and if you see a critter involved in this particular headache.
I can really. Do I see one in a headache from that person?
Yeah.
I see a snake energy.
Uh-huh.
And like Maud's asking again here, so I see a snake. So how many death barcodes on husband Terry? Well, he's not doing too bad. He has a standard 3. And son has 2. Daughter also has 2. So that's very good. So I hope I didn't offend anybody about having children. No. Just trying to say it the way it is here, you know, the way I see it. And, I don't mean to offend anybody. After dealing with all this alien stuff and everything else, tunnels and everything else that I really don't want to talk about, I don't have any words for it, put it that way, what they're doing to people here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm just looking, since you have two kids already, if you do decide to have another child, you could do a ton of the 7 generational clearings on your kids, which will clear you, which will mean you won't be passing that DNA, at least onto, if you have another baby.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. And definitely clean out your emotions.
Yeah.
So that your emotions are done with the 7 generations. And if you have any other energies, that are trigger points, you know, maybe anger, fear, or something, trauma, just kind of see what's related to you, also your husband, what your major buttons are, and do clearings on that. Remember, he's the other half baby. So, no, it's not only you, it's him too. So you want to clear out both genetic lines. Make sure
the way to do that, Ron, is to do their children, because that will, the 7 generation will work through the parents.
That does go back. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So do your children first.
Mm-hmm.
Go in and find out what your issues are. And then since your children are, fairly young, probably, just do them. And then the 7 generations will go into you since you're living. And it will also go into for parents if they're living too. And if you still feel some energy there, then you may want to do a whole life one for yourself. But normally that's where you can attack that problem very easily, by cleaning out your children. Very good, Carrie.
Also, if you're not on the monthly intensives that Ron does already, your kids will be free, your spouse will be half price. That would be worth a lot to keep getting your family cleared out, because obviously you're all going to be touching and hugging each other, so you're going to be passing these alien parasitic life forms all around all the time, and the more you can get cleared out, the less you'll all be afflicted by the actions of those guys within our bodies. If you're having a third child, that'll be three of you will be getting that, all that clearing for free, because Ron does the family bundle, where your children living at home under the age of 18 are free. So that would be, you'd get a lot of mileage out of having your whole family on those calls every month. And you've got those starting next weekend, right, Ron? I think the 14th, September 14th on the Saturday is the Ascension Preparation. And then the 15th, 22nd, and 29th are the 3 8-hour Sundays this month. So you might want to consider doing that too, Maud, for your family.
And just see how the 7th generation works for you. I know it will go into people above you, you know, if you do it for yourself, being that, you know, you have children, it will. I'm kind of saying, I don't know if it's going to be the same clearing as it would be if you did it for yourself, but it should take off a lot of stuff. Well, you might just try doing your child first with a clearing that maybe you haven't done on yourself yet, if you've done clearings. You know, just pick one, you know, what's on there, and do that, and just see how you feel afterwards. Because I don't know if it's going to be identical to what you do on yourself as a whole life. But it will clean out what the child is dealing with. Remember, your child will have an issue, and it will clean out the issue in the child, which could be the issue in you, but it may not be all of your issues. So that's what I'm looking at, you know, is what you're doing there. So, but, you know, I would give it a try and just see what happens. Take note on the issue that you selected, that your child has, and just see if it's dampened in you a lot. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Ron, I've got almost 57 after. I'm not sure if we need to wrap up now.
I think we do, yeah.
For tonight. So thank you all for sending your questions in, and sorry we didn't get up to absolutely everything. Covered most of them, I think. So Ron's next show will be on Friday here on bbsradio.com at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. And if you haven't signed up for the intensive yet, still got all week to do that. So I'll just sign off, Ron, and thanks for the samples, and see you all next week.
Okay, good night, everybody.